Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sinoland in Chiang Mai, Thailand. This is a really interesting podcast and article about a man who you probably have never heard of. I never heard of him until some other fine people. Along with me, established the Bioweapon Truth Commission, and because the West has done a wonderful job of expunging Joseph Needham from the collective memory because of his truth-telling about the Western genocide during the Korean War. The title of this podcast article is Joseph Needham was one of 20th century's greatest scientists and sinologues. Pictured above, the International Scientific Research Commission members on top in 1952 at their report signing ceremony with the sealed signatures of the six eminent researchers below. Dr. Joseph Needham is the tall man wearing glasses on the left. Sorry to say, but yes, the United States widely used germ warfare in China and North Korea during the Korean War, as well as elsewhere, up to today's headlines and counting. I wrote a couple of big chapters on the subject in the China Trilogy. See below. Let's get started. The Bioweapon Truth Commission, abbreviated BWTC, just added two excellent articles to its Global Online Library, abbreviated GOL, concerning the renowned scientist and sinologue, Dr. Joseph Needham. He headed the 1952 International Scientific Research Commission report, the ISC report, also in the GOL in English and Chinese. Suppressed, blocked, and censored for 70 years until its full inclusion in the Bioweapon Truth Commission Global Online Library, its 550 pages conclusively prove the United States widely used germ warfare in North Korea and China. This was in the hopes of exterminating millions of communists on both sides of the border, since they were beating the pants off the Allied forces. This led to his stellar reputation as one of the leading intellectuals of his generation to be destroyed by the West Big Lie propaganda machine, the BLPM. One of the articles is entitled Joseph Needham as a Modern Day Galileo, which speaks volumes of his historical stature and importance, as well as the vicious persecution against him by the ruling elites. Don't fall for the official media lies and books like Simon Winchester's The Man Who Loved China. Unlike Galileo, Needham never backed down on the ISC report's validity, proof, and rock-solid evidence, nor did the other members. The GLO has the proof, a signed letter from Needham to Wilfred Burchett. Look in the latter's GLO directory to see it. Link to the GLO is below. Take a few minutes to learn about one of the towering figures of the 20th century. The BWTC GOL can be accessed via the link below. Look in the directory for Joseph Needham. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, signing out. Have a wonderful day.